Good morning, you deplorables. I had a show lined up for this morning. By the time I noticed, there was about 50 different stories to throw into it. And I was like, I can't have a damn 3-hour show. But the first thing I want to share with you guys is by far, I think, the most disturbing. They say it all begins in a household, like for children, the way they think, the way they behave, so on and so forth. And I agree with that. But after the household, the children have to then go to school. And the behavior that is reflected in school kind of reflects what the hell is going on at home. Now, in Chicago, the reason why so many of these people, these young men, are either dead or in prison by the time now, I would say about what, 25, maybe even younger, give or take, is because of shit like this.
Well, I'd like to see you come up here and do one of these
problems. What the fuck I'm talking to you, Mr. Johnson? Why come? Knock the motherfucking glasses off your face. And that's on my dick or my head.
Didn't I tell you earlier today, I said,
what the fuck I'm talking
Markel,
to
I said I do not, I do not talk to you that way, and I would appreciate it if you did not talk
Shut
to me
the fuck
that
up
way.
talking to me!
I do not curse at you. Have I ever cursed at you?
Yes!
I have never cursed at you.
Yes, you have!
You know that's not true.
I bet I can put up some problems that you don't even know, Mr. Johnson.
You probably could.
Exactly.
Come on, put some problems on the board.
Fuck that.
I tell you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Give you a
fuck
number.
You. Fuck you. Oh, that's
my trade.
Get away from the computer.
My trade. Shut the fuck up.
Take the coat off.
That's why you don't know how to do the problem.
Take the coat off. Take the coat off. Take the coat off.
It's my coat.
You will get it at the end of the day. Take the coat off. Take the coat off. I'm asking you to take the coat off. One more time, Markel. You're gonna get it, okay? You're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get it.
Don't you gonna get it? Face up here.
No, hell no. You ain't. With me if you want to.
Bird. I just want you to go with the thing.
You ain't going out the room.
Bird. Have a seat.
Break it. Go on, break it. Go on, break it.
Bird.
Go on, break it.
You got 5, 10, 15, 20. You got like 25 minutes. Have a seat.
Let me
out. I'm not. You don't leave this morning. Lock the door.
No.
You break that, you're really going to jail. Move. Get away from me.
No.
A failed system. And I bet if you asked Lori Lightfoot, she'd probably tell you, no, man, that's not going on. These are children, mind you. Children. And that's how they're speaking. So imagine, if you could, what the hell is going on at home. And because they're children, I feel sorry for them. They didn't deserve this, they didn't ask for this. But no father. Mother's probably some ghetto skank. That's how they turn out. And it's sad to watch. It's heartbreaking to watch. But whatever. I can't save everyone. Neither could you. Neither could anyone. Only God can. Anyway, live stream is tonight. I woke up a little bit early today, so I said to hell with it. Let me just film it now that I'm awake. Live stream is tonight on Telegram. If you're not on Telegram, just go to @PatriotClubBot and become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. Nothing else like it on the internet, folks. Whew. Now, I saw, like I said, there was so many different stories that I ran into, and I was like, dude, you got to be shitting me. But one comes from a politician, okay? And it's the most disgusting thing I think I've ever heard. Now, first of all, I'm an extremist when it comes to abortion. I don't believe any woman should get an abortion under any circumstances. But in the event that a woman gets an abortion and mistakes are made and the baby's born, Jerry Nadler of New York thinks this new bill that the Republicans are trying to push forward, where you have to try and save the baby's life by getting them to a hospital. No, Jerry Nadler says, in fact, that's going to endanger the life of the child. Watch.
The problem with this bill is not that it makes anything, that it is not that it provides any new protections for infants. The problem with this bill is that it endangers some infants by stating that that infant must immediately be brought to the hospital, where, depending on the circumstances, that may be the right thing to do for the health and survival of that infant, or it may not. That is the problem with this bill. It directs and mandates a certain medical care which may not be appropriate, which may be endanger the life of an infant in certain circumstances. That's why we oppose this bill.
So let's try and follow Jerry Nadler's logic on this one. We're endangering the life of an infant from a botched abortion by trying to take the child to a hospital to make sure that the infant gets the proper medical care so that the infant could potentially, you know, live a normal life. Do I got that right? Did I get that right? So saving a child is now potentially murdering a child. These people are demons. They are demons. I'm telling you. You just heard him say it. I didn't Photoshop that. I didn't just come up with it out of nowhere and just did a voiceover. He really said that. These people are sick. They're evil. Evil. Let's move on to something else, because I think I'm going to have to do the fucked up segment in bulk. I forgot this guy's name, but I love this guy. He reminds me of a elderly white version of myself, because he just says it and he doesn't give a fuck what you think. But in the grand scheme of things, it's about time somebody said it. Listen.
Responsible for where we are with the planet. I don't happen to agree with the global warming horseshit, no. But and there's a lot of things I don't agree with. I think it's funny, the Chinese government about 6 months ago, that the young girl Greta was telling the Chinese to stop making so many chopsticks, it saves forests. Then the Minister of Energy got on TV, Chinese TV, and it wasn't really related to Western TV. She says, chopsticks are made out of bamboo, dummy. I mean, how much do you know about global warming? And of course, my side of the equation all laugh like hell. But I mean, you know, somebody should have slapped the snot out of that little bitch a long time ago.
Somebody should have slapped the hell out of that bitch a long time ago. Dan Pena is his name. Comment below if you agree. She ain't a kid no more. Which means, you know, feel free to go ahead and roast her as much as you want. How dare you? Unfucking believable. Okay, guys. This one is extremely serious. You know what? No. Let's get to the bullshit first. And then I'm going to get into the things that affect every single one of our lives. And in one case, is absolutely going to affect the rest of our lives. I'll get to that towards the end. But let's just, let's go through all the bullshit. I won't do it in bulk. I'll cut it up. You think zombies are fake? Okay. Not a zombie, obviously a drug addict. But that is so sad. And do you hear in all these cases, it's always a some nigga filming it. And they think it's so funny. That is heartbreaking, what's happening to young people in this country. It is heartbreaking to see people strung out on drugs to the point where they don't know who they are, they don't know where they are. I'm telling you, we're going to find out in a couple years that it's the CIA that's really pushing heroin. They did it with crack, didn't they? No. Well, I'm pretty sure CIA... No, wait a minute, sorry. Yes, CIA was getting the coke in. But the FBI was the one that was putting the coke in drug dealers' hands. It's fucking sad. You know what else is sad? When you could see attempted murder right in front of your face, and no one even bats an eye.
Oh shit! God damn! That nigga sleep! Hit that strike! Roll it! Roll the strike! That nigga sleep is over! Oh!
What did I tell you? There's always some dumb nigga laughing in the background. Recording the whole thing. This guy could be dead for, you know, but don't mind the blood. He was just struck in the face by a woman with a bowling ball. Don't call 911. Call your friends to come start filming too. And we wonder why God is up there crying, looking at us. And going, what happened to my children? I would never claim to speak for God, but I could only imagine that that is what he's thinking. What happened to my children? Because nowadays, a business like a company like eBay, everybody uses eBay. I would say maybe tens of millions a day. Uber. Tens of millions of people use Uber on a daily basis. But it turns out that you go pick somebody up and you're staring down the barrel of a gun. This is in Buffalo. No one is safe, not even at work. You're sitting there trying to do a good thing, earn a couple dollars. That looked like a female. I mean, it looked like a lesbian, but that doesn't matter. Whatever her sexual preference is, I mean, she has to deal with God when it comes to that. But you're just out there trying to earn a living. Next you know, you're being held at gunpoint and robbed. Like, how messed up is that? What does this world come to? Now, this next one, I could get almost guarantee you that this was over a dude. But remember what I told you guys about the Walmart brawls where people come to other people's jobs when they're working to fight them? This looks like two Spanish girls. But to be honest with you, compared to the Walmart one, it's kind of like the same fucking thing.
You're a bad bitch. Let's get the fucking over. Let's go. already. Come on, bro. Come on, let me get this, bro. God damn. God, man. Come on, man. God damn, you over there getting you. Oh, shit. Oh, oh, shit.
What's up?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I almost missed this.
What did I just say? No matter what the situation, there's always some dumb nigga enabling the whole thing. He just wants to get it on tape. Didn't this bullshit start with Worldstar? But think about the fight for a second. First girl grabs a bottle, somehow the second girl gets it from her, bashes her over the head, didn't stop her. She's still fighting. Pretty sure she has a huge gash in her head. These things are horrible. They're horrible. I'm going to wrap this one up short, but most two important videos. Information, I should say, that I want to bring to you guys. They affect us all, every single one of us, and there will be no outrunning this shit. None. The first one is, I'm telling you guys right now, if you have a weak stomach, click off. Stop eating candy. It's not just candy. Certain meats, certain porks. I don't eat pork, but you have to stop eating it. They're deliberately putting parasites in them. Deliberately. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Watch.
Costco.
I paused that a couple times so that you guys could see it. What are those parasites doing in that chocolate? I used to love those things. You know, when I was like, I don't know, maybe 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I used to love those things. They were delicious. But that's what they're putting in it. Just like how Bill Gates says, every single animal... You know what? We're going to get to that in the live stream. But in short, all animals need to be vaccinated with the mRNA. In other words, all animals that we eat needs to be vaccinated with mRNA. And he says that as he's the largest farmland owner in America. You think he'll be doing that to his animals? Don't bet your life on it. That's all for us. It's like we are being fucked from every single angle. It is ridiculous. These people don't care about us. These people want us dead. Unfortunately, I wish it wasn't the case, but it's true. There's another video I want to play, but it's kind of long. But I'll summarize what the girl's pretty much saying. The people that rule this world, the governments, they all want you to think, especially our government, that we're doing this because we care about you. And we know now that nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. They hate us. Or as they would say, there's too many of you. Depopulation time, fucker. Before we get to the last one, I want to throw something in here. Our friend JB Rants, he made a video, right? Where he made two predictions. I'm going to play the first prediction for you. Then I'm going to explain why I chose that one. I want you guys to hear this.
Hey, Deplorables. JB Rants. I don't make predictions historically because when I have in the past, I've been wrong or hoodwinked. I'm going to make two predictions right now. Here are my two predictions. Number one, we're going to see a crescendo in vaccine ads. Get vaxxed, take the death shot. It's a fun shot. It's good for kids. It's on McDonald's fries packages. The death shot is good for you. And if you don't take it, you're blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm going to say there with that joke. Number one prediction is that that shit is going to stop. I'm not talking about years from now. I'm talking about a month or months from now. I just have a feeling. I'm actually going off of intuition at this point, believe it or not. I think this crescendo is going to, like a drum roll, and then bang with the cymbal. We're going to see all the vaccine ads stop.
Now, I agree. I agree. Not because he's JB and he's our friend, but similar to something that, I don't want to say that, but similar to like me and somebody else, just like us, we're talking about a couple days ago, I have to agree with him that all of a sudden you're just going to see a cutoff and all of this vaccine pushing bullshit. Now, here's another reason. When you have news organizations like Fox saying shit like this.
Majority of deaths from coronavirus in this country were by those who were vaccinated more than unvaccinated.
You had a Rasmussen poll. Nearly half of Democrats wanted to put someone like me for not getting the vaccine in a government camp. Almost half of Democrats wanted to fine or imprison people for simply questioning the efficacy of a vaccine. I could not go out to dinner in New York City for a period of time. You were rejected from a restaurant, kicked out of a restaurant. You had Joe Biden purging, still purging military heroes for not wanting to get a vaccine that the Florida Surgeon General says increases cardiac deaths in young men by 84%. So, like, let's not pretend that the United States is that much better than China on this issue. And what was sad, and I think what COVID really underscored, is that you think just because we're in America, because we're a republic, somehow we're immune to tyranny. We are not. We saw it. Joe Biden's a tyrant. Justin Trudeau's a tyrant, right? We saw that Canada, Australia, all these countries that are supposed to be free are not.
And that's why I think what I think. You guys will hear the interview later on today, but what Mike Adams and I were speaking about the other day was what I brought up was they are going to try and try and try to keep this thing under wraps. But it seems like they've lost control of it. They're losing control. They still have a slither of control right now. But I think that when everything drops, like, hey man, you know, everybody's talking about this. People are just fucking dying off. Left, right, left, right. There's not going to be a control. And like Mike and I said, or what I said to Mike, I said, listen, what's going to happen is they're going to need a gigantic distraction. Now, I said maybe war. You know what I mean? Like full-blown hot war with Russia. Mike said, or maybe a financial collapse. And that brings us to the last video of the day, a financial collapse. And I think Mike was right. I think we're both right. They're going to use this war thing, and they're also going to use the financial system, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I think they are. And I'll tell you why. They're already getting ready for a financial collapse. If you don't believe me, here's all the proof you need, and I'll explain to you afterwards why they are doing what they are doing. Watch.
I just had the most bizarre experience at this Bank of America, so I decided when I left I was going to make a video really quick. Has anybody else seen something like this? Okay, and you get in here and it's completely like no one's in here. And it has these two little rooms saying come in to video chat. I mean, I don't know if I like living in the future. This is fucking weird, yeah? I use the ATMs down there, but what the fuck?
Well, I'll explain what the fuck. What the fuck is very simple. They know that by the time they turn everybody's money off, right? They just start shutting down accounts. Not enough people got vaccinated. If you weren't vaccinated and triple boosted, they're just going to turn off or just freeze your bank account. They understand what that means. And we've spoken about this at length. Two things. Your money, that comes first. That's when people start to lose their shit. And two, lack of food. That's when you're going to see all the bad shit start going down. Why would they have a bank that's 100% automated? There's no people there. So think about that. Why wouldn't they want people to be there? Oh, because when people go to the bank and they realize that they've been locked out of their account or their accounts have been frozen, there will be no employees there to hurt. You understand what I mean? Imagine you have, I don't know, you're a decent person. You got a couple thousand dollars in the bank. Just an average, you know, American. You're working your ass off. And you're like, damn it, it's time to pay rent. Let me go, I don't know, let me go get some cash out of the bank. If you don't have checks, the bank tells you to go fuck yourself. There's nobody to take it out on. There's nobody to ask questions to. Instead, what they have is two rooms for you to go have a video chat with someone. Probably in India, who's going to be there to explain to you exactly why your money's turned off. And that is scary. It'll be like the Purge. Only in real life, not on a Hollywood movie screen. I told you, two things you don't fuck with. People's money and the food supply. People like Bill Gates, he doesn't give a fuck about no damn money. Money's not real to him. But our food supply, that's what they're definitely going to go after. But this is just the banking side of it. Yeah, let me take out 20 bucks. I don't know. Go get some Taco Bell. Yeah, your vaccine status is not in the system. We can't give you any money. Think about it. I love you all. God bless you guys. I'll see you in the live stream tonight. Remember, guys, make sure you go subscribe at Rumble, Dr. Patriot, Brighteon, Dr. Patriot, BitChute, Dr. Patriot. If you're on Truth Social, I'm at Real Dr. Patriot. If you guys want to help support me on Locals, by all means, Dr. Patriot on Locals. But I'm going to leave you guys with a very wise message from our very own Cosmic Vagrant.
This again was not an original. This is actually a quote from a gentleman named Ed White. I don't know who Ed White is, but I just saw it. It was a comment that I transcribed. They have woke a sleeping giant. Men who want to live their lives, go about their business, and be left alone. We have done everything we can to be left alone, and they continue to keep pushing for the destruction of all we hold dear. We have done everything we can to avoid violence, because we realize when we decide violence is our only recourse, the first thing we kill is who we used to be, the values and hope that stayed our hand. This is why we have done everything possible to avoid violence, but there is a rapidly growing consensus that violence is our only recourse. When that day comes, it will be brutal, swift, violent. The only thing we will settle for is the death and destruction of all leftists. They will cry, scream, and beg for mercy. They will beg for their lives, and their cries will fall on deaf ears. Their begging will be seen by hollow eyes. They will be shown no mercy. Remember, you asked for this. Those deaf ears and hollow eyes used to belong to men that wanted peace until you made them kill that part of themselves for survival. The monsters destroying and killing your kind are the once peaceful men that wanted to be left alone. The demons dragging you to hell are the men whose pleas for peace were ignored as you threatened their lives and way of life. As you set about destroying the nation they love, you have taken everything these men love, you have held it hostage, and slowly killed it before their eyes. That is why those eyes are hollow, bottomless pits of rage. You have chosen this. The unbridled rage that will rip you apart was created by leftists. We asked for peace. All we wanted was to be left alone. You have demonized us to the point you have created the mythical demons you fear. May God have mercy on your souls, because we won't. Ed White.
Bam, I look all serious the fuck I look.